spirit as if she always never shows up.
So Morgan, yeah. Morgan, if you're listening and not here, you are with us in spirit.
That was truly beautiful. So now that we're here, we're gonna get started with the music and hopefully remember how to use the board because it's been 6 months.
It's been a while.
All right.
On the day that I show up there.
What you just heard was You Won't Know by Brand New, and then Heavy Water by Foals.
Ursula, can you tell us a little bit about Brand New? I know you've been listening to them like a little this summer.
I've listened to The Devil and God Are Raging Inside Me almost every day this whole summer. And I'm not talking one song. I'm talking straight through. I'm a closet emo, and I'm really proud of it, actually.
She's out now, guys.
That's true. I'm no longer closeted because this has been my public coming out in emo. What do you think, Maria?
You know, it's growing on me. Brand New is growing on me.
I meant for my emo status, but that's cool too.
Yeah, you've converted me, so I think your emo status is definitely emerging, becoming a little more public, which is always good. It's always good to be your real self to the world.
That's true. So I mean, I never went through my emo or scene phase in middle school, so I mean, better late than never, because emo will never die. All right, so we're going to keep going with the music and having a good time. Wait, Maria, do you have any plant updates for us?
I'll wait. I have a lot. So stay tuned for the plant updates, guys.
Hell yeah. All right, so what you just heard was the classic Hard to Explain by The Strokes and then Honey by Kuchka, but the Medicine remix. So that was fun. And now we have a PSA.
PSA. Autumn brings some of the most beautiful days of the year to New England. If you haven't been getting all the exercise you should, now is the perfect time to get outside and walk, run, or ride a bike. Use your feet to go places instead of your car. Enjoy the fall colors, breathe the fresh air, reduce stress, and improve your health. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio.
Wow, that inspired me to go on a run right now.
I'm so excited to get up for my run tomorrow.
I'm so excited to not exercise for another week. But Maria ran marathons this summer.
I ran one marathon, not plural marathons.
Well, you ran like two half marathons over the course of like a year and a half. So like one half plus one half plus one is two, which is marathon plural.
Okay, I don't get your math. I ran one marathon and a few half marathons.
Okay, so it was more than two.
It's irrelevant. So what have we got up next? Do you have more tunes?
I do. Should I tell them or should I just play them?
I would say keep it a surprise. Keep the listener. Hi, Max. on their toes.
Yay, Max. I'm glad we have a listener. But yeah, so I'll continue and Maria will talk about avocado plants and other plants after we listen to some more tunes.
Sweet.
Just
Been pretty old using me, thinking about you every day. Sometimes for hours, sometimes in passing. Saw you from the bottom of the staircase. Stood out for hours as you complained about how you haven't seen your friends yet. That you're too drunk to stand, and you not knowing if you can love him forever. Bullshit, you fucking missed me there. I said it, I guess I'll talk to you in a few months. Sitting drunk on the sidewalk, I guess I'll get up, I guess I'll go for a walk. Brush my shoes against the pavement. I swear this is gonna be the 100th time I've thought of you tonight. You weren't the only one who thought of us that way. I spend most nights awake, wide awake. I never thought that I would see the day. Let you go, let you walk away.
You call, you crook, called you a bandit. There ain't no other good damn reason why my heart, it would go missing for so many months. So I was wishing that you would stop pretending. Remember all those countless nights when I told you I loved you, and you never forget it. Oh, just forget it.
You were the only one.
Alright, so what you just heard was Fine Shrine by Purity Ring, followed by Your Graduation by Modern Baseball. So Maria's gonna take the wheel at the board now, but I don't know where I was going.
Okay, before I get started, I just
wanna... I want to talk about concerts.
Oh, okay.
Never mind. Or, yeah.
Talk.
So, Morgan, who is not here tonight, and I saw Purity Ring last year. It was really cool, so if anyone is considering seeing them, go do it. And me and Maria were just talking about this fun concert we're about to go to in a month now. Maria, tell them what the concert is.
We're going to see Brand New with the Front Bottoms and Modern Baseball, TBH. All of that is, like, Ursula's thing. I'm just going with her.
Yes, because she's a true friend, and we're going to drive to Providence because...
It's in Portland. It's in Maine.
Oops, I said the wrong thing. I don't know any geography, but it's also 1:30 a.m.,
yep.
So that's fine. Okay. All right, Maria, back to you.
Yeah, I'm just going to say, before I get started, some plant updates. So Tom Petty, the avocado, if you remember from last year, there was a little bit of a scare. I repotted him into a bigger plant with some different soil. He got really wilty, and I thought he was dying, but apparently avocado plants, like trees, they shed. So he's doing better, and there's some new leaf growth. He's probably about a foot tall now. What else?
When do you think you're going to graft so he can bear fruit?
I'm going to leave that for a time in my life when I have a little bit more stability and some free time.
I also never.
Yeah, never. So I've added to the collection Eleanor Rigby, who is a cactus, some basil yet to be named because it might die soon. The basil's from Stop and Shop.
Stop and Shop basil.
Yeah, but it needs a name.
But that is
a
name.
No, it's not. It's not. It does not fit in the theme.
Okay.
I apologize. Some recent additions too. I have a trio of small plants named Crosby, Stills, and Nash. That was my brother's idea, but I thought it was good, so I'm taking credit for it.
Shout out to her brother, Jay.
Yeah, Jay. Just kidding. He's minimally cool. And then Robert Plant, which is a classic Plant name, will actually be playing some Robert Plant music tonight from my Plants playlist, which is a thing that exists. Okay, I am going to stop boring you and play some tunes now. Get ready for a little different twist than Ursula's music. I'm going to turn the soundboard on now.
Our mics are still on, my friend.
I take it from my fingers, I take it from cause you're leaving me behind. Never asked to join the ride. Confide in me, confide in me. Ooh. Could be wrong, but I think I'm right. Step into your embrace tonight. Where has all your passion gone? Don't leave me here hanging on. You should do what you need to do. Carry out and see it through.
So what you just heard was I Want to Be Sedated by the Ramones, and then that was International Lover by Medela. And fun fact, Medela is from Vermont. I have seen them live a couple times. They're really cool. They're from, like, Burlington.
802 forever.
Yeah. So give them a listen because they're really cool and they might be big someday soon. All right.
They were pretty sweet.
They're really cool, yeah. Okay, so I'm going to play a PSA because we're doing a donations drive right now.
I'm pretty sure that PSA
yeah,
is
I don't think it's playing. All right.
Okay, we're let's gonna, just read another one.
We're going to read another one.
All right. This is my time to shine. Let's see. We already did a walking one. Wow. These are hard to find.
Okay. In the meantime, just donate to WMFO. Go to WMFO.org to donate. We are completely volunteer-based, and we could really use your donations to keep us running. But go. Go
All right. One. Doorknobs, restrooms, telephones, keyboards, other people. What do these things have in common? They are all easy ways for you to pick up or pass along germs. Germs that could lead to cold and flu. Now, you can't spend your days avoiding contact with everything, but you can take a few important steps to protect yourself. Washing your hands is one of the best and easiest ways to avoid catching and spreading colds and flu. Keeping your hands and the surfaces you touch clean protects not only you, it also protects those around you. A few extra minutes a day is all it takes to put your health first. For more on avoiding the flu, talk to your doctor or visit massmed.org and click Your Health First. This public health message is brought to you by the Massachusetts Medical Society.
Another thing, the health center is doing flu shots tomorrow from 12 to 5, so just run over there and get your flu shot so you don't get the flu this season. Okay, let's get back to the tunes. All right, so what you just heard was Ophelia by the Lumineers, and then The Chain Remastered by Fleetwood Mac. Yes, Ursula, do you have anything to say right now?
I like Remastered much better than Unmastered.
Why bother listening to Unmastered? It's for plebes.
I was entirely joking.
Yeah, no, I know. Okay. I know.
It's also 1:50 a.m. and I don't know about you, but I slept like 5 hours last night.
Yeah, I didn't sleep that much last night. I took a nap today, though, which was good because I was not functioning properly. But, you know, what's
napping.
A college student without napping and dysfunctional brain, like, brains, as evidenced by my words right now. So we have about 14 minutes left. I do not have 14 minutes more of music, but I'll find some more songs. So right now, this is, again, this is an ode to the great Robert Plant and his band Led Zeppelin. So
long live Robert Plant. Wait, was he the plant that died in
okay yeah so actually I am gonna yes. talk for a minute. So a couple weeks ago I noticed that Robert Plant, who is, if you recall, one of my new plants, he was like looking very wilty. The leaves were brown a little bit. This was probably about like 11 at night, and so I moved him from like my windowsill, where he's getting a lot of sun, to my desk, where there was less sun. And then I got back to my room at probably a few hours later, and he was alive. He was alive and thriving and doing very well. So that's just a testament, I think, to the power of Led Zeppelin and the power of Robert Plant's legacy. He actually put out an album a few years ago with Alison Krauss, and it's very not Led Zeppelin-y. It's kind of spooky, but it's really good. Maybe I'll play some of that at a later date, but without further ado, let's get some Zeppelin up in here. Thank you. All right. What you just heard was Over the Hills and Far Away by Led Zeppelin, and then Norwegian Wood by the Beatles. This is Extremely Casual Tunes, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm going to play one more song, and then we're going to be peacing out until next week. Be sure to listen again Wednesday mornings at from 1 to 2.
Yeah, always fun. We always have cool music, and yeah.
Yeah. So, Urs, do you have any last words?
I don't think so. Okay. Enjoy the tunes and have a good night.
Yeah. So, yeah, this last one is Pretty Pimpin' by Kurt Vile.